to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We are rolling right along. We are excited. Thursday, it's a little bit of anxiety in the air waiting for the financial forensic audit coming out of the University of or of the University of Louisville. So that has everybody a little bit impatient, a little bit of, you know, waiting, the waiting game. It's almost like waiting for this baseball this weekend. Steve, are we going to be able to set up shop for Midday with Marcus Maben right at the baseball stadium? Have we gotten that done yet?
You would hope so.
Where's Drew Dinner? We need to get in that baseball. We need somebody over at the baseball just to give us the thumbs up.
Make it happen.
Make that absolutely happen. You know what else you can make happen? People, listen to me close. Pig Roast Sunday, $14.99, all-you-can-eat anniversary party. We might even be playing on Sunday. U of L UK game watch parties tomorrow, Saturday, 75-cent jumbo chicken wings, $2.50 beers. New game of the week. Get it? Game of the week. Half-pound venison burger topped with wild boar belly, fried egg, cheddar cheese, and roasted red pepper. I can't even attempt to say that word, Chris Anthony. At least give me a pronunciation before I, you know, A-I-O-L-I. A-I-O-L-I.
I bet it's good.
Damn good.
Yeah.
Right?
Get but again, some of it.
People.
Is it aioli?
Yes. Oh, maybe it's aioli. What is aioli? Because I have no idea.
Aioli, it's like a, I think it's like a garlic type of thing. I'm not sure.
I was going to give you a hard time because I said, what is aioli? And you said, I think, and I tuned out.
You're a lot closer. A lot closer than we were.
It's right. A sauce. Here we go.
There we go.
Aioli sauce. The red pepper aioli sauce. But again, people, $14.99. You can't do all you can eat for $14.99.
Hey, I just want to say that I was right. It's a Mediterranean sauce made of garlic and olive oil.
You see what I'm
saying? That sounds good.
You see what I'm saying, people? When I say this is a high class dining experience with the sports bar, you know, vibe with people who care about making their food as delicious as possible. And there's baseball and there's beautiful weather and they have these big doors and they open up and they put the tables, the high, you know, these high bar stools right on the curb and the scenery is unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To put it lightly.
Yeah.
And if you need a new shirt, you can go to louisvillesgreatest.com and find yourself a shirt to wear out there, you know, for the rivalry, the build a wall around Louisville.
See what I'm saying? You got to throw that in there. People, we got Chris on the line. Chris, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maben. What's on your mind?
Marcus, this ain't Chris. This is Billy. Chris Weber Billy. That's what
Chris
I told him.
Chris Weber Billy.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Hey, first I want to start by saying, isn't it a great time to be a Cardinal?
Oh, who are you telling? And it'll be greater in a couple of hours.
Yes, sir. And I don't want to go, you know, I have a basketball comment, but I heard just now that Brendan McKay won Player of the Year in baseball. We've got a Player of the Year from baseball.
Would you be surprised? Would you really be surprised?
I guess I sound surprised.
Right.
A little more than I actually am.
Right.
Okay, but my basketball comment. Did you get the post or did you get the Facebook? I tagged you in a video last night of Anthony Simmons dunking on someone. I mean, just posterizing him. I guess you must not have seen it.
If I haven't, I may have seen it from somebody else.
Yes, it's on Instagram. It is sick. But I got a question. If say we land Romeo with this kid Anthony, who I think is flying under the radar. I think he's one of the more, you know, athletic guys that Rick's, you know, recruited at least in the last 10 years. How awesome is our, you know, 1 and 2 going to be coming next year, especially if we return a couple guys? I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys' comments. Steve, I hope the chicken nuggets didn't hurt you too bad the other day. I was praying for you. I figured your stomach would be tore up, but you sound okay today. So, all right, guys, go Cards. Beat the Cats this weekend, and I'll be listening to the comments.
Absolutely. Listen, I appreciate the call. And you are okay?
Did he have a friend that just tried to, at the end of that, did you hear that?
Brian.
I think
somebody tried to scream in the background.
What did he try to scream in the background?
It sounded something very Kentucky-ish.
Can you click? Is there any way you can track that down?
Yeah, give me a minute here.
I think he was sabotaged.
You know what? Don't worry about that, because we got some other clips that we need to be focused more on.
And before we do, real quick, Louisville's playing at Purdue.
Bah. We open our football season with Purdue. Then we got to go back there.
Oh, I'm not going.
We're not going to Purdue?
No, I'll watch it. I'm going to the football game.
You know what? We'll end up doing on location for our pregame show.
We can do that. I mean, Lafayette's not that far away. It's about 4 hours.
Huh?
And there is nothing to do there.
We can have a party at a said establishment.
Yeah.
And bring out the city.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Yes. Wouldn't that be
Lafayette, Indiana?
Wouldn't that be so much better?
Yeah.
Like, so people, listen, hit us up. We will bring the party.
I mean, I just don't know how you swing and whiff on that. Come on. You got Louisville versus Michigan State, Louisville versus Michigan, Louisville versus Minnesota. Like, and you
Wisconsin.
You put Louisville at Purdue?
You know what Louisville is on that one? Yeah. Louisville's the we know we're going to get ratings with Louisville.
Yeah.
So we're going to get the fringe team, put them against Louisville, to boost up somebody else's stature.
Now I'm with you. I'm like, I'd rather went to Ohio State.
Easily.
I know.
Like, easily. Gosh. Like, I
mean, Purdue's got a decent team. I mean, Louisville
enjoys taking it to Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, period. But I mean, Louisville got so much. Louisville wasted Purdue last year. Got so much better.
Rymack made worse. His breakout. That was his breakout game against Purdue.
I do have that clip if we want to try to determine what the guy said.
Let's see that. Let's hear it at the very end.
So, all right, guys, go Cards. Beat the Cats this weekend, and I'll be listening to the comments.
Absolutely. Listen,
I'll be listening to the comments.
DBG, Dog Pound Gangster.
I'll be listening to the comments.
Did you say BB Nation?
One more time.
And then I'll be listening to the comments.
BB Nation.
And then I'll be listening to the comments.
Absolutely. He said BB Nation.
He got totally just. Wow.
BB Nation?
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? BB Nation? What was that? What is that?
I don't know. That was a sabotage.
That was an attempted sabotage.
Get new friends. Get new friends.
Yeah.
Right. That did not go well.
Well, it is.
I don't know. I mean, maybe Chris Weber's got a different story, too.
Chris Weber Billy.
Billy. Right. Chris Weber.
Right. So was he a shill? Is he? It's Chris Weber Billy.
Yeah, that was hot.
Now we got to check out your resume and see who. Yeah. See what kind of guys you're rolling around town with. So we, Purdue.
Yeah.
Overall, meh.
Could care less.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's more on the disappointing side.
Yeah.
Rymack made his outbreak. He's probably the only guy that's pumped about this. Right,
it's not. I'm gonna go for 10.
No, I guarantee. I guarantee his next year's in game photo will come from the Purdue game.
What did I say? I said,
I didn't hear you.
Rymack's excited, and then I caught myself as I said, like he's like, I'm gonna go for 10. Why did I lower his number to 10?
Rymack, what did he have last time? What did he have?
I don't know.
Purdue?
He hit a few threes.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably have 15. He drew two charges, Steve.
I'm just not excited about Purdue, but whatever. There's so many other good games. Indiana here.
Yeah, the ACC Big Ten Challenge is it's a good idea. It's good matchups, and we got the worst one.
I know. And then you get Memphis. You're playing in the Garden, but, I mean, Memphis, you get – I mean, yeah, there's the rivalry aspect of it.
Memphis State.
Yeah, but
– Mama call him Memphis State. I'm going to call him Memphis State.
I'm with it.
So, LSL had Donovan Mitchell on.
Yep.
Yesterday, we had our producer extraordinaire, Brian Hall, kind of clip it up. Couple of interesting things, you know. Actually, we'll just go clip one just to give you a couple of statements. Ethan Moore had him on. It's great gear, by the way, out of LSL.
Yeah.
Let's go through clip one just to kind of refresh this. You should get a good listen on how Donovan Mitchell is you know, going step by step because he's our guy.
Yeah.
In 2 miles, arrive at the airport for your flight. Your missed flight. 2.5 to 3 hours. I'm still down pace. It's a lot different in the NBA. More space. We're also working out with 6 guys, so it's a little bit different than I suppose the 5-5 full court full pace with individuals. Coach Peter had you going for an hour, and it's only to get you better. I definitely see the results paying off.
We're going to have to move along to another clip. I don't think clip one was the best one to. Brian, let's go on. Four. Get that Donovan Mitchell clip four. Hopefully we can get a little bit of sound quality. Just some interesting things to come out of you might want to hear, because I was excited about hearing.
I personally feel like we're a much better shooting team this year than we were last year. I think that's where it starts. We've got bigs that can handle it. The only thing that we have to work on is kind of getting bigs to finish work down low and post. So we kind of have a weaker team as far as, not from a mental standpoint, but just from physically. You know, obviously you don't have guys like Jay on the bank, but we're huge, you know, but we make up for it.
We tried, people. Sometimes we work on the fly, and we try. Just to give you a couple of highlights, I mean, Donovan Mitchell was, like I said, he was on LSL, kind of, you know, he went a little bit into the Coach Patino talent development. He talked a little bit about his Kentucky free throws and kind of went through the pressure of that kind of situation. And those are the questions that he's going to be asked about for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but I think one of the biggest things I took out of there was just hearing him say he's flying up the draft boards right now. You're talking the Knicks are looking at him at number 8 as a serious candidate, and to hear him kind of just really, you're starting to hear more of the players pump that out to say, no, yeah, you know why I'm flying up the draft boards? Because Coach Patino's workouts have me ready. When I come into these workouts, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. I'm not blown away.
And I'm in better condition.
I'm actually more shocked of the time that other players are having in these workouts than myself. And that's the surprising part.
That's a magnificent feeling.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing coming out of this, because you're starting to see a little bit of that kind of transition. And that's a big conversation, because I know I'm about to drop a grenade here and then have to leave in a bit. But, I mean, I've got to go get headshots today. Like, I'm becoming important. But
that was, I was going to transition. So tie up your line, because we have got to give you a hard time on this one
Romeo Langford, I mean, Coach Calipari is coaching the under-19 team and invited Romeo Langford. So my immediate thing is, stay out of there. Don't go play for your country. Stay out of there. You know, but.
Did you just tell Romeo Langford not to represent his country, Steve?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah, get out of there.
Shame on you. Come on. Steve.
We'll create a team.
Listen, I think this is a fair point of transition here, because you are moving up the draft boards.
Yeah.
Quote unquote draft boards of radio life. You're on the way to get your glamour shots. Steve.
Yep.
Have we come up with a final decision on the torso garment that you have chose? Because yesterday we had this conversation, Brian Hall. Steve came in matching Luke Hancock with the plaid on plaid. It was Plaid Boys 3 in here. I can't believe I didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the first thing I said when he walked in. I was like, oh, did you hear us earlier talking about your dress attire?
No, he was going to do that regardless. That was in the makings for weeks. So, Steve, are we going with the button-up? Are we going with the polo look? Are we going with the hat turned backwards, Steve? I'm curious.
Well, they've urged me against the hat turned backwards, so we're gonna go ahead and eliminate that. But here's the dilemma. Do I go with black button-up? And, I mean, it looks more professional. But the UofL polo is me. I mean, the UofL, that's me. That's more me.
Are you concerned with your own personal brand and marketability?
I mean, I got a good face. I just...
So that's the solution. It doesn't really matter what you wear, because I got a good face.
Yeah, I mean, I got a good face. I don't know. It's a decent face. But, I mean, no, I think I'm going to go UofL polo.
Recommendations, people. 8150, yeah. 93.9. These are his glamour shots that are going to be prominently posted across the 93.9theville.com page. This is the glamour shots that will be on Maven 939 TV, right? Like, this is important, Steve.
Yes, it is.
You're nervous about this, aren't you?
No, I'm not nervous, but I want to make sure they look good.
The presentation. So you're going, you sound like you've decided you're going UofL polo.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, because that's just, look, that's more what I wear. I wear red. I'm like, look, I'm a UofL guy. I wear that. That's me.
That's just what we do.
The Adidas over there.
Oh, Adidas, I will be calling you shortly. Guarantee. Bet your bottom dollar. So, Steve, you're headed out there. We got to cut to a quick commercial break, get you on out of here. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 The Ville.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. We're rolling right along. And we got a phone call. We got a phone call because we have a guest. And I hate saying guest because he's more like family. He is more like he owns stock in the company that is 93.9. Also, of Spalding University, we have Roger Bergman. Roger, what's going on?
Hey, man, your check's in the mail, okay?
No, listen, I feel like we should be paying you after we brought up the painful memories of yesterday. Let's get into that text message that you sent me in the middle of our show just the other day.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I do listen to you all the time and Diener and all the guys, but, gosh, it just you know, it was my senior year. It was the way I ended my career. And you think about that as a player, as you know, what a way to go out. That was crushing. And what was ironic about that whole situation, there was 5 seconds or so left in that game. And U.S. just kind of dribbled up the ball, you know, to half court, just no hurry. We played back. We were in that 2-2-1
right.
That Coach Crum was famous for. We just said, okay, well, we'll let him just take his time. And sure enough, he pulls up from 55 feet. It was a line drive. It wasn't this high arcing shot. It was like he threw a baseball, and it just went boink right through the goal, and we ended up losing that game. And we were on a roll.
And what year was that? That was
81, my senior year.
Normally, I don't do years. I shouldn't have did years. But just heartbreaking moments. Of course, the conversation came up when people were talking about the Cal State Fullerton, you know, freshman walk-off, you know, grand slam, just about being brutal ways to actually end the season. So, I feel like we owe you one just for that, just for reliving that memory. But, transitioning into good memories that will be made. You are affiliated or you know, you go ahead.
Yeah, well, actually, the Kentucky All-Stars are playing this weekend, as you know, and my son had a tryout and was blessed to make that team. And so I told them I would help promote the game, and knowing you and Diener and all the other guys in this business, it'd be, you know, an opportunity for us to get on and try to support the, you know, our Kentucky All-Stars.
Now, Kentucky kids. All-Stars versus Indiana this weekend?
That is correct. Girls and boys both play. The young ladies play at 5 o'clock, and the guys play at 7 up at Bankers Life, which is really a great venue, as you can imagine, on Saturday. That's the 10th. And then they're back on Sunday playing at the Frankfurt Civic Center.
Right.
And the young ladies play at 2, and the guys play at 4. And lots of tickets available. I wanted to see if you could help me with that.
Early previews, who's going to win? I mean, is this a Kentucky pride thing, or who has the early advantage on the Vegas odds of the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star game?
Yeah, I like the way you phrased that, the Vegas odds. Well, it has to be in Indiana's favor. They've won 17 in a row. Now, last year, our Kentucky All-Stars came very close. Here, I think it was just maybe a 4 or 5 point game. This year again, Indiana is very loaded, but Kentucky's got a very strong team as well. a lot of good athletes. My son texted me last night. They had a couple practices yesterday, and he just said, "Dad, there are so many good players on this team. We are so loaded with talent." So I think we've got a real shot at them.
So confidence is an all-time high.
It is an all-time high, and we need to get fans to these games to cheer our kids on, and that's what it's all about. And we're hoping I can give you some information on that. And, you know, you can call – folks can call Karen Hayes if they need tickets. Karen Hayes, her office number is 583-0564, and that's 583-0564.
H-A-Y-E-S, Karen Hayes.
Actually, it's H-A-Y-S-E.
Okay.
Is how it's spelled. That's what we're hoping to do, and we just really are excited about this opportunity, and we need to get these guys, man. We need to beat Indiana, you know? Turn the tide.
Yeah, would you be able to, do we have the rosters? Do we have, a website to go check out the rosters just so we can act like we know what we're talking about when we head into this game?
Yeah, I tell you what, Marcus, I've got here's a website I've got for you, okay? And it's, of course, eventbrite.com. Did you get that?
www.kyallstarclassic.eventbrite.com.
That's what they gave me.
That wasn't too difficult.
No.
Or we can call Karen Hayes.
Or you can call Karen. Yeah, exactly. That's what I would do personally. Go right straight to Karen and get those tickets ordered right away.
So how do you plan on attending the event? No, wait, there's two questions I have to ask you in particular. Your son tried out for it. What are we talking about as far as the amount of people who actually tried out? How is that selection process? And the second question I want to ask you is, how do you plan on taking in the game? Are you taking the Indiana trip as well as the Frankfurt trip, or just how are you going to consume the event?
Okay, the first answer to your question, or question number one, was I believe they had about 35 or 40 kids they invited to the tryouts this year. And obviously Lucas was one of the 35, but they only had 25, 6 kids that were actually at that first tryout. And I think what I was told, they already had six kids that had already been selected to that team, like Mr. Basketball,
right,
the Hollingsworth kid. So those kids, were already selected, and some were not there. But, that's kind of how they did it. They ran a 3 or 4 hour practice workout, a lot of good talent. A lot of good coaches. In fact, one of the coaches is a former Louisville player. It was Boo Brewer. He's one of the assistant coaches.
I did not know that.
Yes. So Coach Rodney Woods is the head coach, okay? And he's a coach at Wayne County High School. And then Coach Chalk, who also coaches at Paul Dunbar.
Okay.
Which is Mr. Basketball School. So that answer kind of answers that question. And then, yes, absolutely, without a doubt, we are taking a busload of people to Indianapolis, family, friends,
right,
to attend Saturday's game at Bankers Life. What an exciting game that will be. And they'll have about 10,000 people at that game. And then coming back on Sunday to play at Frankfurt Civic Center. And we want to have, as many people as we can there to support both the men's and women's teams. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Is there going to be any streaming available, any kind of a visual product that if we're unable to actually turn it? I know it's kind of counterproductive to say maybe you can check it out on any kind of streaming. But is that going to be an option at all?
You know what? I don't believe there could be. I'm not really sure. That's kind of a different area than what I've been asked,
right,
as far as the promotional end. I'm going to say probably in today's age. I know we do that all the time here at Spalding University. We stream, so many games, especially through our conference, because people, our conference friends, opponents, their families want to see the games here.
Right.
We do a lot of that, of course. But Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure about these games.
Okay, Mr. Bergman, this is still radio. This is still your opportunity. What new and exciting things do you have lined up with Spalding University? Come on, let's take advantage of this.
You're right. And, you know, whenever you hand a microphone to an athletic director, you know, you're in trouble because he's going to take advantage of that time. And yeah, we have got a lot of things happening here at Spalding. As you know, of course, we're shutting down the school year. We just finished the spring sports with track and field and softball and baseball. Had great years all throughout the year. We're building, Marcus, we are in the process of building two new soccer fields and a brand new softball field here at Spalding. And you think, well, where? Because you don't have any land. Well, that's not true. We purchased just 7.5 acres, 3-4 blocks from me. Okay. Wow. And we're going to convert that. We're going to hopefully break ground this fall. But in the meantime, we've also, as you know, we purchased a new Kroger property there. On campus, and then there's a lot behind the Kroger that's about 130 by 66, where we're just going to grass all this right now. We're trying to build a campus here.
Right.
Okay, a true Division III school campus, and make it more and more attractive for not just our student athletes, but for all of our students.
Now,
that's what we got going on.
No, you seem to been able to garner support around Spalding as well. Just me, almost out of curiosity, have you been surprised with the amount of community support you've gotten? Because, you know, again, when you say Division III, it sounds like a tough uphill battle at all times, but it seems like you're able to, you know, keep the ball rolling in a real positive manner.
Well, you know, I tell you the truth, that comes from our leadership at the top. And that's what starts with our president, Tory Merton McClure, who is, you know, a former student athlete herself. She played Division III college basketball at Smith College. And, of course, you know her history, her background with being such an extreme athlete herself. But it all starts with her, and then we've got such great leadership here that just sells the school, helps sell the university. And as you know, sports do sell. And we started with 7 sports. When I started here, we only had 7 sports. We're at 16 now. And then once we get these fields built, you know, President McClure's already talked about how we need to start maybe lacrosse or look into field hockey.
Right.
And, you know, just keep expanding and keep trying to grow, but do it smart. You know, you just can't jump in and go all guns out because you got to, you know, develop budgets and you got to find good coaches. And I'll keep waiting on you to come and say, hey, when can I come over and help coach the basketball team? But, you know, you're holding out for more money.
Mr. Bergman, I thought you were trying to keep this university open, not have me yelling at kids all day every day. No, listen. We're hoping we can get you back on later on this summer. Mm-hmm. Talk about you're gonna have to talk about your experience again. Well wishing, good luck. We're gonna give out that number again, the Karen Hayes number and the internet number. Oh, I'm sorry, the website number. If I wrote it down properly. But listen, you are a total member of the team, a member of the show. Feel free anytime you want to, you know, just debate a little basketball. Call right on in.
Hey, I appreciate the offer, and just remember now, you know, that one game stung pretty good. There's a lot of other games we can talk about,
right?
Okay?
Right. Listen, I didn't bring it up. Someone else did, but listen, we all take our medicine equally here on Midday with Marcus Maven.
All right, buddy. Well, you guys have a great day, and take care. See you, Brian.
Definitely talk to you soon.
See you, Roger.
All right, bye-bye.
That's your guy, Brian. You didn't take the opportunity to personally thank him for giving him your start in the sports world.
I did it all fair.
Okay.
So, yeah, don't worry about it. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. He actually is good friends with my dad. He was asking about my dad a little bit off air, and I got to talk to him for a minute before he went on with you guys.
Kentucky-Indiana All-Star Game, huh? Sounds like something you got to – that's one of those events that you got to have a little, you know, a little community pride. You know, you go there. You whoop up on Indiana, you break the streak, and then you go to Frankfurt Civic Center.
By the way, do you know here. Where that Mr. Kentucky basketball is going that he's talking about? Tavion Hollinsworth?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, he would be going to the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. That's right.
Boy, Brian, while I'm happy for you, I'm worried. I'm worried, Brian. Hey, I don't like saying that out loud. I feel like such a hater, but it's one of those
things. It's okay. Goodman's done it on tweets, too. It's all right.
People who are not in the know about what we're talking about, that recruiting class that the Western Kentucky is putting together in the moment,
yeah,
it's a little UNLV-ish.
Questionable. Yeah. We'll say questionable at
second
best.
Highest paid class in the state.
Ranked. Ooh, ranked.
I like
ranked.
That.
The second
Did I say paid? Yeah. No, ranked. Yeah, ranked.
Oh, my yeah, love it.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't.
Western Kentucky.
Jeez.
NCAAs, you know, they just happen to be in town too. You know, going from Louisville down to Bowling Green,
long hour and a half ride, man.
we've all made that drive, you know. But Steve, while you're over here scrolling, Steve, you came up with a discussion before Mr. Berkman so kindly called in that we can't avoid because it's some basketball. It's some scheduling, Steve. What has your attention on the schedule?
Well, the ACC Big Ten matchups are starting to kind of
trickled
out here a little bit. And so far, you know, according to Brian's guy, Jeff Goodman, you got Duke playing at Indiana, which we knew Indiana wouldn't be an opponent for Louisville because Louisville plays Indiana. I mean, I guess they could do that if they wanted to. It's happened before. Notre Dame. Now, here's where you start to get into the inners. Notre Dame goes to Michigan State. I thought that was a possibility for Louisville. A big-time top five
Notre Dame is Michigan State. Why wouldn't Louisville-Michigan State not be the matchup for the Big Ten Challenge, Steve?
That one is kind of weird. I mean, because I know that sometimes...
Why would you give Notre Dame that?
Well, a lot of times with the matchups, they try to get teams that played at home last year to play road games the next year. So then you go on, you get...
I wanted Michigan State.
No, I did too. I really was hoping for that Louisville at Michigan State game again.
Are they worried that it won't be the coaching matchup that they were hoping
for? No, I don't think so.
No?
No, you're talking this game being 9-10 games.
Okay, now Notre Dame, Michigan State is one of the matchups.
Michigan at North Carolina. I think a lot of people thought Michigan would be another intriguing
matchup.
We
didn't get Michigan?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, so you got the Coach Pitino versus his son matchup, of course.
You don't, because
what?
Miami going to Minnesota.
Miami, Minnesota?
So
what is that?
Where we're at right now is I think Maryland and Wisconsin are out there as possible, but they both played at home last year. Now, they can break protocol at times. I'm starting to think the most likely scenario at this point is maybe just a rematch at Purdue.
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't know how attractive a game.
I don't want to go to Purdue.
I'm not. That's not one that really moves the needle for me.
Okay, so Wisconsin or Purdue?
I'd rather play Wisconsin at Wisconsin.
You see what I'm saying? Don't you still love Wisconsin?
Yeah, but I mean, I want to.
Don't you still got some love? You throw your side chicks to the side so fast.
I mean, I really think. I don't know. I mean, I think at Maryland maybe would be one that would be somewhat of
that might be interesting.
You know, okay, but I mean, it's clear
Maryland, the former ACC, we took your spot in the ACC kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's got. I mean, Louisville's at this point. Louisville's going to be.
Top five?
No, Louisville's going to be favored pretty decently, I think, in any game they throw out here at this point.
You didn't get Michigan. You didn't get Michigan State. You didn't get Indiana. You didn't get
Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota's the top 15 team. Michigan State's going to be a top three team.
So you'd rather have Maryland than Purdue?
Purdue just don't – I mean, it's not horrible. I mean, Brian Bowen played around there. You know, you go at Malik Williams. Seriously.
Yeah, we're reaching for matchups.
Malik Williams played in Indiana. I mean, you got okay. I mean, there's a little bit there with the Purdue game. It's a rematch from last
year. Not riveting. Okay, so you had the Carolina. It's
a place I haven't seen Louisville play. I mean, that's always a fun thing for me. I mean, to watch just new settings. That's why I think Wisconsin would be fun. I mean, at Wisconsin would be a game where you go, okay, this is a new
thing.
Could
do
at
Wisconsin.
Maryland, I could get with Iowa.
Oh, Iowa, it's a wrap. Not going to Iowa.
No. Oh, no, no, no. I mean, but I mean, that's
like we can go to Wisconsin. We can go to Purdue. We can do some of these interesting places. Not going to Iowa.
I am a little.
What are you talking about, Ames?
I'm a little upset with the matchup there.
I know.
I really was hoping. I was even hoping for the Minnesota. I thought at Minnesota,
theories.
Top 15 game.
And I like Minnesota. Like, I like Minnesota as a city.
And I wanted to get that game out of the way.
I know, that's right.
I just wanted to get it out. That way, if it happens in the tournament, look, sorry.
Tim, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus. I know we're not allowed to talk about age, so I won't say mine, but two things that you were discussing with Roger Berkman that I remember. The U.S. Reed half-court shot, there's kind of a funny story after that. That year, there used to be, well, you know how we get NBA exhibition games that come to the Yum Center
now? Of course.
Well, that used to be pretty common in Freedom Hall back then. Right. And
are we talking? You're talking around Roger Berkman's time, or are you talking ABA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just say sometime in the 80s.
Right.
And but when and I can't remember the game, but my dad took me, and every time there would be an NBA exhibition game in Freedom Hall, it would usually have at least one Louisville player. And
right.
I'm pretty sure it was the Jazz with Daryl Griffith, but I could be wrong about that because there were so many of those back when I was young. And they were playing, I'm almost positive it was the Detroit Pistons, who had drafted U.S. Reed right after he hit that half-court shot to knock Louisville out of the tournament. And U.S. Reed, you know, they play the young guys a lot to see how good they are, you know, trying to get their final roster, like NFL exhibition games.
Yes.
U.S. Reed is dribbling the ball up the court, and he gets around half court, and the guy sitting behind a screen from the top of Freedom Hall, shoot it, that's your range. And it's like, shut up, dude.
Right. So that was trolling before trolling had a name.
Yeah, exactly, before, you know, social media and all that. But the other thing is, growing up in Kentucky and being real close to the city of Louisville, the Kentucky-Indiana All-Star Game has lost so much luster. They used to play every year in Freedom Hall, and it was nothing to have 12, 15,000 people there. A lot of times we split the games with them. But the players you would see come through there, you know, Indiana, I remember when your Indiana had James Blackman and Kentucky had, you know, their Mr. Basketball was, I don't think it was Rex Chapman, but remember a Kentucky-Indiana All-Star team that had Rex Chapman and Felton Spencer on it.
Well, okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you think has happened to that, you know, to that game or that, you know, lack thereof rivalry? Because 17 straight, that's a lot of games.
Well, I'm going to tell you my opinion of it. I'm not a basketball guru and don't play one on TV, but I think our talent level, as far as big-time Division I players that we're putting out of the state of Kentucky, just isn't there like it used to be. I don't know the reasoning behind that.
Right.
But the other thing is Indiana's loaded, and they have more metropolitan areas. You know, they're drawing – I mean, how many Division I prospects just come out of the city of Indianapolis?
Right.
And then you add in, you know, Terre Haute, Evansville – They have more metro areas where we have more rural areas. That's just an opinion.
Right.
It's what I've seen kind of in my mind I've seen happen over the years.
No, listen, Tim, I appreciate the call. Totally. Metro areas gets you closer to that conversation every single time.
No, it does.
You almost feel sorry that you can't say the city kids got more talented players than the county kids, you know, but
yeah.
It seems like that conversation goes right there every time.
That's where it heads, yeah, most of the time.
Right.
How about this? Back to the ACC Big Ten.
Appreciate the call, Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to throw one out to you. How about this game? This is one we haven't mentioned that I think I'd be okay with. Now, at first glance, you're going to go, nah, but give me a second.
How does it sound?
Nah. What about Louisville versus Northwestern? Northwestern's going to be a top 20 team. They're the only team out there that looks to be ranked left in the Big Ten. North Chris Collins. Northwestern was a big story last year in the tournament. I mean, it's Northwestern beat Gonzaga, but they allowed Gonzaga to go to the next round.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
You know, I hate to say it, but it's an easy, probably top 25 victory.
Who?
Northwestern.
There are no easy
top 20 victories.
I think Northwestern is a little overrated.
Yeah, and that's not a bad point. I mean, that's probably a game that you get in the top 20. You go up there, beat them.
But at the end of the year, they say, well, their RPI has fallen over the course of the season, so they're no longer a good win.
Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, Chris Collins is doing a good job up there, and they got a good program. I just think that comparative to Louisville, I think that would be an easy victory.
But it would be a game that would have two numbers next to the names. It would be a different matchup. I mean, look, I would rather, I don't know. I mean,
Northwestern.
They were one of the biggest stories of the tournament last year.
They look like Grand Canyon out there, purple. Northwestern.
Whatever. Marcus, give us Penn State. Let's go win it by 180 points and let's go home.
Penn State. That's Brian Hall's favorite drop, the Joe Paterno commercial of Penn State. But no, I'm trying to garner excitement on this Penn State. Listen, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're at the top of the hour. Well, I guess you got to play us out. But Northwestern, I don't know.
I like it. That's
Ohio,
what I'm pulling.
Ohio. Ohio State. Are they already on the books?
They suck.
You don't want to go beat up the fighting no longer Jaquan Lyles. That's what happens when you get Jaquan Lyles in your program. Your coach loses his job.
Yeah. No, that's fair to say.
Yeah, of course it's fair because that's what happened.
I'm sticking with Northwestern. I think Northwestern's my pick.
I still want.
It's a top 20
game. I'd rather have Ohio State and then welcome Jaquan Lyles back to the team.
No, if it's not, go Wisconsin.
I mean, Jaquan Lyles is not a part of Ohio State anymore.
I know. Yeah. That's why I said welcome him back to the team.
Welcome back.
They're going to say, we got rid of the coach. Come on back, Jaquan. Let's go play Louisville.
Ohio State does that.
That would be intriguing if they did that.
I know it would. You know it would.
But they're not going to do that. The dude got arrested.
Midday with Marcus. So what? Midday
he
with Marcus.
He punched a police car.
Oh. 8150-99 is always the number on 939
Come to Penn State.